This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and UN nuclear watchdog chief Rafael Grossi on Monday said they were visiting the southern frontline region of Zaporizhzhia, partly controlled by Russian forces.
But this time, of course, everybody were talking about.
Zaporizhzhia is home to Europe's largest nuclear power plant, which Russia captured a year ago. Earlier on Monday, Zelensky said he visited Ukrainian military positions in the Zaporizhzhia region. NATO on Sunday criticized Vladimir Putin for what it called his dangerous and irresponsible nuclear rhetoric, a day after the Russian president said he planned to station tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus. Ukraine's foreign ministry on Sunday called for an extraordinary meeting of the UN Security Council and for the international community to take decisive measures to prevent Russia's use of nuclear weapons. Meanwhile, film star and UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, Goodwill Ambassador Orlando Bloom was in Ukraine over the weekend, where he visited a children's center and met Sunday with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Bloom visited a Spilno center in Kyiv, one of many run by UNICEF all over Ukraine, that offers support to displaced children and their families. In his meeting with President Zelensky, Bloom discussed children that have been reportedly taken from Ukraine to Russia, actions that led the International Criminal Court to file a warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin's arrest. Zelensky thanked Bloom for his visit, saying just coming to Ukraine helped their cause.
Thank you very much for your coming and your messages, because your coming is also a big message, and for us it's very important.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
And for his part, during the meeting with Zelensky, Orlando Bloom said he was struck by the courage of the Ukrainian people. For more on this and other stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles into its eastern waters Monday, continuing its weapons displays as the United States moved an aircraft carrier strike group to neighboring waters for military exercises with the South. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the two missiles were fired from a western inland area south of the North Korean capital of Pyongyang from around 7:47 a.m. to 8 a.m. and traveled around 370 kilometers before landing at sea. Japan's military said the missile flew on an irregular trajectory and reached a maximum altitude of 50 kilometers before landing outside Japan's exclusive economic zone. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris met with Ghanaian President Nana Akufo-Addo on Monday in a show of support for the West African leader, who is facing rising discontent over inflation and fresh concerns about regional security. The two held formal talks inside the presidential palace in the capital in Accra, with Harris saying continuing work with Ghana is important.
As President of Ghana, you have been very courageous and forward in terms of standing for democratic principles, and we have shared commitments to those ideals.
Akufo-Addo oversaw one of the world's fastest growing economies before the COVID-19 pandemic. A strike by Paris garbage collectors over President Emmanuel Macron's decision to raise the retirement age without a parliamentary vote is taking a toll on the renowned aesthetics of the French capital. Garbage and piles of it are still growing daily despite authorities ordering the unblocking of collection trucks. Polls show a majority of French oppose Macron's decision to raise the retirement age by 2 years, from 62 to 64 for most and from 57 to 59 for garbage collectors. Iraqi lawmakers have passed controversial amendments to the country's election law that could undermine the chances for smaller parties and independent candidates to win seats in future polls. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The amendments adopted Monday increased the size of electoral districts, a move widely backed by the Coordination Framework, a coalition of Iran-backed parties. The coalition forms the majority bloc in the current parliament, which brought Prime Minister Mohammad Shia al-Sudani to power last year. The amendments reverse key articles passed ahead of the 2021 federal election and also redraw the electoral maps to have Iraq return to the one electoral district per each government. Iraqi media say the bill passed in a 206-12 vote in the 329-seat assembly. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
On one side are dozens of lawmakers on Capitol Hill issuing dire warnings about security breaches on TikTok. Diane Roberts, VOA News.